After nearly a week of demonstrating day and night outside of Rochester City Hall, Occupy City Hall has ended. As WXXI's Noel Evans reports, it's not the end of the movement, but the beginning of a new chapter.
Iman Abid with Free the People Rock says it's time for protesters to rest and reflect on the change that has happened since responding to the death of Daniel Prude. Prude was suffocated by police during a mental health arrest in March. It did not become public knowledge until earlier this month.
What's so amazing is to show the rest of this country that this community is capable of doing so much, and it's been so impactful. I mean, what we are doing here in Rochester is serving as a precedent for other places.
The announcement by organizers on Monday came hours after Rochester City Council issued subpoenas to Mayor Lovely Warren, the Rochester Police Department, and others with the beginning of an independent investigation into a possible cover-up of Prude's death by officials. It also comes a day after New York State Attorney General Letitia James said her office would inform the public when they are investigating deaths of unarmed individuals after encounters with law enforcement. She also promised her office would release police body camera footage of those incidents. Abid says that the Black Lives Matter movement is far from over. She says that the police who arrested Prude still need to be prosecuted, and the RPD's budget needs to be cut and redirected to community resources. Noel Evans, WXXI News.